Listen to a conversation between a student and an employee in the university's historical library.
Morning. What can I help you find?
Well, I saw on the internet that the university library has menus and things from local restaurants, like the Springfield Eatery.
Right. A lot of local businesses have donated materials to our collection, including that restaurant. I'm pretty sure we have 10 or 15 boxes of materials from there.
Good. I thought you were located in the main library, so I went there first and they sent me here. I hadn't realized the university had a separate historical library. I think what you're doing is great, collecting local documents and photos, keeping a record of the region.
I'm glad you see the value in it. We've been collecting materials for going on 70 years now. Last year we had an exhibition that showcased how the town square has changed over the past 50 years. So that got the word out a little, but you're right. A lot of students don't know we exist. Well, unless they're majoring in history. So, you're looking for something for a class?
Not exactly. My grandmother went to this university, and while she was here, she worked as a waitress.
At the Springfield Eatery.
Yes, and that's where she met my grandfather. So, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and I noticed online that you have old menus from some of the restaurants. I was thinking I could find one from the year they met and frame a copy for them.
What a unique idea. What year are you looking for?
1954.
I know we have a few menus from the 1950s, but you'll have to check. There are some gaps. Some years we didn't receive any new materials, and sometimes restaurants go a while without changing their menus.
Oh no, I really wanted to give them something special.
Well, how about this? We also have a lot of photos, so maybe you could find one of your grandmother. Or maybe even one with both of your grandparents.
That'd be awesome.
The only thing is, most of our materials are still in boxes. No one's ever taken the time to organize them. So it might require a fair amount of sifting.
I have a couple of tests coming up, but I can take a quick look, if that's okay. I know some libraries have special rules for handling delicate or old materials.
Well, these aren't particularly old. Just the usual rules apply. No food or drinks.
Okay. Thanks for your help.